fly fishers use, but the teaching will creep up on you, and you won't realize you're being taught. Catch-and-release fishing is often seen as a Siamese twin of fly fishing, but Terry Mort helps you make your own decision and lets you develop your own ethic on catch-and-release and other aspects of the sport that introductory texts often omit. Yet he doesn't preach. Again, you'll be encouraged to make up your own mind. Above all, Terry's goal is to make sure each reader gets what he or she wants out of fly fishing. One of the acid tests of an introductory book about a skill that requires hand-eye coordination is that the text allow the reader to learn a skill independent of the illustrations, the graphics being just a reinforcement of the text. Fly casting is very difficult to teach in person, and even more so in print. Yet this book contains the best, the most interesting, and the most effective introduction to fly casting I have ever read. And when I wrote this foreword, I had not yet seen the illustrations, just the manuscript. I think Terry puts the emphasis in the right places, but perhaps that's my own bias. I have seen many would-be fly fishers intimidated by mayflies before they'd even seen one, reasoning by what they had read that unless they could follow a binomial key in Usinger's Aquatic Insects of California, they would not be able to convince a cold-blooded critter with a brain the size of a pea.